Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue the Shmir Saloshin Shara Tavuna Perichesh 175. Before we begin the share, we want to thank today's sponsor, Meir and Randall Lifshitz, in memory of their son Avram, Avigdur Chai Avram ben Meir Tzvi, on his third yard site. May his neshama have an aliyah. The Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss the importance of working on ourselves and reminding ourselves that everything that happens is all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world. And if someone insults me, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending those words and they're a kapara for the person. As well as the source of those insulting words might have been his own averus. That's what we discussed until now. The Chavetz Chaim now brings a maisa. Before we discuss the maisa, I just want to emphasize that sometimes, and that we discuss this a few times, a person might hear the words of the Chavetz Chaim, that it's his own averus that brought those insulting words. It might be very painful. So don't focus on that. Focus on the fact that they came from Hashem. Now, back to the maisa. There's a maisa with Rav Chaim Volozhiner and his brother, Rav Zalman Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner had a brother, Rav Zalman. Not as well known by some, but they actually say that he was even greater than Reb Chaim. To understand the godless in Torah of Reb Zalman Volozhiner, they say that he knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. Kol HaTorah Kulo. And he could say from anywhere in the whole entire Torah, any topic, any discussion, anywhere. So they asked, he was a Talmud of the Gra. They asked if this was the Talmud, how great is the Rebbe? How great was the Vilna Gaon? And they said that the Vilna Gaon was not only able to say Kol HaTorah Kulo like we know Ashrei, like Reb Zalman Volozhiner, like we say Ashrei, that's how Reb Zalman Volozhiner could say Kol HaTorah Kulo. That's how he knew. We know Ashrei, Yoshvei, Visecha, he knew Kol HaTorah Kulo like that. But the Vilna Gaon knew Kol HaTorah Kulo saying Ashrei backwards. Backwards and forwards. Try saying Ashrei backwards. We know the last word is Haluka. And what's next? You have to go get stuck a little. That was the Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. What's the Maisa, Negeah to us, now our topic of discussion over here, with Reb Chaim Volozhiner and his brother, Reb Zalman. They were once traveling together, as brought down the Sefer Toldos Adam. They were once traveling together, and they had to go to sleep over at an inn. In those days, they went to the inn, and they spoke to the innkeeper. And the way the maisa goes is that the innkeeper, unfortunately, for whatever reason, spoke very harshly to them. And we say very harshly, we mean very, very harshly. When they got to their place that they were going to spend the night, Reb Chaim sees, he notices his brother, Zalman, is crying. He's crying. So Reb Chaim said to his brother Zalman, why are you crying? Hasamta libcha al divrei ish, v'ani loy nasati libam l'chol advarim? Is it because you're paying attention to the words, the harsh words that this man was screaming at us? Is that why you're crying? I'm not taking him so seriously. It's not really bothering me. What, you're above this. These things don't bother you. So Zalman said back to his brother, no, that's not why I'm crying. Not because he screamed at me and I'm insulted that he screamed at me. That's not why I'm crying. Honor of Zalman. Reb Zalman said back, Ein ani baiche chalilo al genuz shedibre eleinu ha'ish. Not because he spoke to us so harshly. Ach hergashti ma'at ke'ev leiv. You know why I'm crying? Now, once again, we're talking about tzaddikim. We're talking about the greatest of the greatest of the tzaddikim of that generation. And Reb Zalman said, the reason why I was crying, because I felt some pain. I felt some discomfort after the man embarrassed us and screamed at us like he did. And I'm crying. Al shloi higati adayin lemailas hanelovin ve'enon olvin. I'm crying because I haven't reached that madriga, that level that the Chofetz Chaim was telling you about of Ne'alav and Ve'enu Olvim, those who suffer the insults, but they don't insult back because they're accepting Ben Simcha. Smeichin B'Yisurin. I should have been on the madriga of rejoicing. Do you hear these words? I wasn't rejoicing. I wasn't B'Simcha. One who hears this, you the listener, and I thank you for listening to the shir, and there should be a schus for you and your mishpacha. You might say, what in the world did I just hear? I should be rejoicing when someone is making fun of me, embarrassing me, ridiculing me. And if he does that in front of other people, I should be rejoicing? And this is the madriga. Intellectually, it sounds like it makes no sense. This is the madriga we have to strive for. And Rav Zalman was crying because he said, I felt pain. I wasn't besimcha. The doctor is giving me the medicine that I need. The doctor with a capital D, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he knows what I need. And I'm not rejoicing. How could I not rejoice if Hashem is giving me something? And so Hashem, continue next time. Discussing that about the person who reaches this madriga shlishis.